Right then, well, we've been introduced to this mouse, this detective mouse who wanted to find out who his new noisy neighbour was. And the mouse learned three things about this noisy neighbour, didn't he? I wonder, boys and girls, can you remember those three things? Hands up, Gregory. Well done. I think that needs a round of applause. Well done. And we're going to think about those three things for a short time now. So, first of all, oh yeah, there they are. King, rescuer, or saviour. Saviour means to be rescued. And Manuel. Oh no, I mean Emmanuel. God with us. Right, let's think about Emmanuel first of all. Now, this really is the great news of Christmas. It's that God wanted and still wants to be with us. He wants a relationship with us, a friendship with us. He wants to be close to us because he cares for us very much. And that's exciting because God is very important. God is the greatest person, the greatest being ever, and he wants to know us and wants to be close to us. It's exciting, isn't it, when important people want to be with you? And that happened to one of our congregation this week. Can you put up your hand? We have a very special young lady in our congregation. Can you put up your hand? You are very special too. I was thinking about another special young lady. But this one is special because put your hand up if you were born on Christmas Day. Oh, look at that. Miriam is putting her hand up. Give a wave to us, Miriam. There she is. Yeah, how about that? Born on Christmas Day. Now, sadly, Miriam has been unwell. She had pneumonia and she was in hospital. But when she was in hospital, feeling very sad, feeling very unwell, feeling very low, something exciting happened because she got a visit from some important, special people. How about this? Reading Football Club came to visit Miriam. Amazing. And not only did they come to visit her, they brought gifts. They gave her like a calendar and a signed football and stuff like that. And as you can see from the smile on her face, it cheered her up. Wow, they've come all the way from the Madstad or wherever they train, and they've stopped their training, even though they need to do a lot of training, even though they need to do that, they've come to hospital to be with me. That's very touching, isn't it? Personally, I think a visit from Luton Town Football Club would have been a lot more fantastic. But never mind, you have to just make do with what you've got, don't you? But the point is this. Isn't it wonderful when someone important wants to be with you? Is there anyone more important than God himself? Come to be with us. That's what God was saying to us. That's the message of Christmas. I want you. I want to be close to you. So much so that I'm going to come down into your world that's got lots of sin and sadness and difficult things. I'm going to be born in a feeding trough because I want to be with you. And that comforts us because sometimes life is scary, isn't it? I remember, boys and girls, when I was quite young, 7 or 8 or something like that, we went to a carnival, me and my parents and my sister. And there were lots of traction engines, and they had these massive steam horns, and they were really loud. And I was very, very scared. And I remember just grabbing my dad's hand and pushing my head into his arm, thinking, I'm so thankful he's here with me. I was scared as a child. I get scared sometimes now, not of steam horns and traction engines, but other things. And I know that my Heavenly Father is with me, and I can ask him to help me. And that's very comforting. I wonder, are you scared of anything as we come up towards Christmas? Are you anxious about the future? Are there things that are uncertain in your life? Are you worried about something? This Christmas, remember, God is with you. God cares for you. And trust in him. He will help you. So that's Emmanuel, God with us. Let's move on now to Jesus as Savior or Rescuer. The name Jesus means the one who saves. And he rescues us from the consequences of our wrongdoing. You know, all of us do wrong things. And there are consequences, aren't there? Boys and girls, when I was at school, I did some naughty things. And I suffered the consequences. So Now, don't do this, okay? Don't copy me. This was wrong. But in a French lesson, I had an amazing idea. And it involved my compass. Do you guys use compasses? You know, those little things you use to draw a circle with? So I got my compass and I folded it out like that. I found a rubber band and I snipped it in two and I tied it to either side of the compass. And then I cut up my rubber and I proceeded to use my compass as a catapult to fire over my classmates all through the French lesson. I thought that was fantastic, but the French teacher didn't. And so there were consequences. I had to stay in over break time and write repeatedly, I must not make a catapult out of my compass or something like that. You see, whenever we do wrong, there are consequences. And often if we do wrong, like at school or at home, we'll get punished, won't we? In some way, like I was when I did wrong. But you see, God sees all of the wrong that we do. And the Bible says he will punish it. He has to punish it. Because he's a God who loves justice and it's right to punish wrong. So what's he going to do? Is he going to punish us when we die? Well, he has to, but he doesn't want to. So he sent Jesus. And when Jesus grew up and died on the cross, God was punishing Jesus instead of us. So we don't have to be punished after we die. And the Bible says if we say sorry to God for doing wrong, turn away from a life of doing wrong things, and trust in Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you took my punishment. We'll be saved. And when we die, we don't have to be scared of being punished for our wrongdoing. So that also is the good news of Christmas. The rescuer, the Saviour, has come. Let's finish off with the last one. Jesus as King. He was no ordinary baby, was he? He came from heaven. The Bible says he was fully God. He is fully God, not God the Father, not God the Spirit, but God the Son, but fully human as well. And he was God's special chosen king. And he was a powerful king. There are a lot of kings in the world. There have been, and we might not call them kings, but there are presidents and prime ministers and people like that, aren't there? But Jesus was the most powerful of them all. When he grew up, he did miracles. He healed people from their sickness. He knew what people were thinking. He had power over nature. But you know, boys and girls and everyone else, the most powerful King Jesus, most powerful thing King Jesus did, he showed that he was more powerful than death. He died, but came back from death. He's saying, I'm king even over death. That's how powerful I am. And that gives us hope. Death isn't the end. If we trust in Jesus, just like he died but then came back and went to heaven, when we die, we'll rise again and go to heaven. That's the hope of Christmas. But Jesus isn't only powerful, he's a good king as well. And he promises that he will look after us and help us and take us safely home to heaven. So, those of us here who are Christians are so happy to have Jesus in our lives. Really, really happy. It's such a wonderful thing to know that he is our Saviour, so we won't be punished. He is our King, King even over death, and he is with us. We would love you to know him like we do. We would love you to have him in your life like we have. And if you want to, you can. All you need to do is ask him. You don't have to do all kinds of religious things and reach a certain standard. You just have to put your life in his hands. I trust you're my Saviour, my King, and that you're with me. And we invite you to do that. If you would like to do that, if you feel I want to do that right now, then after the service is finished, myself and Paul will be at the front, just sitting down here, and we can talk you through and pray with you if you want to become a Christian. And if you're worried about anything, we've talked about being worried or scared about the future, come and find me and Paul, and we'll pray with you. We'll pray with you about what you're scared about. And if there's anything else you'd like to talk to us or pray with us about, come join us. But it's been a really good nativity service. It's been a joy serving with chatting to you. I think we've got another song now to finish off.